State Senator Jim Ananick, who, of course, is Senate Minority Leader, is with us now. And, of course, he is from Flint. Senator, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your overall impressions of the debate, I'm wondering what impressed you the most from last night?
Well, you know, I thought that both candidates did a good job of talking about and articulating, you know, the problems that, you know, we're seeing in Michigan, in particular Flint. But I was most impressed with Secretary Clinton's, you know, pretty deep knowledge of not just the problem, but what solutions that can be addressed now and when she's president. And I was really impressed by that. And the fact that she's actually helping to bring resources. Now, I mean, limited, it's not as much as she'd be able to bring as president, but the fact that she's already bringing resources to Michigan is something that is, to Flint in particular, is really impressive.
What did you not hear that you really hoped you would from either or both candidates?
Well, I'm going to answer a little bit differently. What I didn't hear, and I'll say it the opposite, what I was glad I didn't hear was sort of that bickering and the silly sort of macho stuff that was coming out of the Republican debate. You know, what I liked was hearing was that they talked about actual policy differences and areas where they agreed and moving the country forward as opposed to the sort of silly and embarrassing stuff that's coming out of the Republican debates.
All right. So were you satisfied with everything that you heard, especially with respect to what people in Flint are needing? Was there anything that you kind of wished that they would have gotten into or said?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, they spoke about Michigan in particular and Flint for about 40 minutes. I mean, that's I think that says a lot in contrast to about 40 seconds that one candidate talked about in the Republican debate. You know, obviously, you know, I'm going to want more and more because I think this issue deserves national attention and international attention, and it needs to have concrete solutions. And, you know, they talked about those. You know, clearly would have had no problem if the whole debate was about Flint water.
Sure.
You know, I thought that the knowledge and that the willingness to talk about it in depth was something that was refreshing. And I think the people in my community will feel the same way.
In fact, touching on last Thursday's Republican debate, the contrast was interesting, the fact that the Democratic debate opened with a lengthy discussion of the Flint water crisis. And last Thursday night, we did not hear the word Flint until 1 hour and 22 minutes into the debate. And it was that one question for Senator Marco Rubio about plans for improving infrastructure. And it basically gave him a chance to praise Governor Snyder for, in his words, taking responsibility, and then to criticizing the politicizing, as they put it, of the Flint crisis. But I'm wondering, what to you, Senator Ananick, is the difference between keeping the spotlight turned on Flint, trying to help and secure aid, and making political hay and using it as a way to paint the GOP in a bad light?
You know, I mean, I think that's the narrative they're trying to use because, you know, the emergency managers and these policies that they've enacted, you know, here in Michigan in particular, but across the country, just haven't worked. And to call that politicization is just, it's not true. I mean, the problem is policy decisions matter. The people we elect matter. And, you know, the fact that, you know, that the emergency manager, whether it's in Detroit or in Flint or the outsourcing that we see in Grand Rapids or the outsourcing in the Department of Corrections that it caused, you know, have maggots in food and veterans to be abused in Grand Rapids, that thought process hasn't worked. And to call that politicization, it's just sort of silly. And I think most people see through that. And the fact that, you know, people are willing to talk about the problems and the solutions, my community, I'll take it if anybody's willing to do it. And I encourage the Republicans to think about it and talk about it in a thoughtful way. I'm not expecting it, but I'd love to have them talk about it as well.
Senator Ananick, there was a moment during last night's debate I'd like to get your thoughts on. Let's take a quick listen to Senator Bernie Sanders.
I think the fear and the legitimate fear of the people of Flint is that at a certain point, the TV cameras and CNN is going to disappear. And then people are going to be left struggling in order to live in a safe and healthy community.
Once the primary is over, after Tuesday, Senator Ananick, do you believe people in Flint can trust that their plight will still be on the Clinton and Sanders radar screens?
You know, I think we can trust it to be on the Clinton's radar screen for sure. I mean, she's been here a number of times. She sent staff over the last few months, not just now up in the debate. She spoke about the issue with a firm understanding of it, you know, about the developmental and health, nutrition, and talked about solutions going forward. And, you know, it is definitely a fear that we all have because, you know, the governor obviously spent a lot of money on PR firms and lobby firms. This issue has been dealt with by state government more as a public relations crisis for the governor, as opposed to the public health crisis that the citizens of Flint feel. So I definitely want as much limelight on this issue as possible because the only times we've gotten any sort of help from the state is when they've been embarrassed. And the more attention we get to this issue, the more likely that we keep the heat on to make sure that the problems caused by state government get resolved by state government. And if the federal government, philanthropy, and other folks help, you know, I welcome that, and I'm encouraging that, and I'm asking for that. But, you know, we have close to $1 billion, if not more than $1 billion surplus. And the penny-wise, pound-foolish policies that the governor put in place caused this issue to happen in our community. You read the emails. You've seen that they knew about it and chose not to tell us. And I think they have a responsibility to fix this problem that they caused.
State Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick, a Democrat from Flint. Thanks for speaking with us today, Senator.
Thank you. I appreciate it.